Reducing money stress in a time of uncertainty, next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Brian Brigeman heads the Arthur Capper Cooperative Center at Kansas State University and led a recent webinar on macroeconomic implications for agriculture. In a nutshell, Brigeman says, it's a little scary out there.
With all this uncertainty and everything, what do you do? As a farm, as an agribusiness, as a ranch, how do you respond? Well, unfortunately, I don't have the silver bullet answer.
But Brigeman did offer some tips.
First of all, create a budget and stress test it. Budgeting is not fun. Believe me, it's difficult. And you also have to realize the first budget that you create is the first wrong budget that you've created. But you have to know where you are at.
Then, says Brigeman, have a plan in case things get worse.
What if commodity prices fall another 5%? Or what if my input costs go up another 8%? Or what if interest rates do rise 1%? How does it affect my cash flow? How does it affect my overall projected profitability? So then that way you can be prepared for knowing, hey, I can have a proactive conversation with my lender, because a lot of that is probably going to go back to, I'm going to have to borrow some additional funds and I need to have a plan in place.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.